感谢主，这个周末主把我们聚在这个地方。
We thank the Lord that He has gathered us here this weekend.
我心中的负担呢，是要和弟兄姊妹们交通到神的家。
The burden in my heart is to fellowship with you on the house of God.
那么，我们选了诗篇中的第八十四篇。
We have chosen Psalm 84.
那么从这一篇诗里面呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们讲到神的家。
From this Psalm, I would fellowship with you on the house of God.
啊，那么好不好？请弟兄姊妹打开诗篇八十四篇。
Let us all turn to Psalm 84.
它只有十二节啊，所以我们把它全篇都读一下。
There's only 12 verses, so we'll read them all.
我可能呢，每天晚上都把它读一遍。
Perhaps we can read it every single night.
我希望这次聚会完了之后呢，每个弟兄姊妹都会背这一篇。
I desire that we would all be able to recite these verses after this gathering.
啊，这篇诗篇实在太宝贵。
This is such a precious verse.
你们可以忘记我说的，希望记住这篇诗。
You can forget what I have shared, but please remember the song.
那么我们这样读啊，我读一节中文，我的弟兄读一节英文，好吧。
I will read one verse in Chinese, and then my brother will read one verse in English.
弟兄姊妹们如果愿意，你们可以跟着我们一起读。
And you can follow, you can read aloud as well.
诗篇八十四篇第一节
Psalm 84 verse 1
可拉后裔的诗教于灵长用加特乐器万军之耶和华你的居所何等可爱
My soul longs yes even faints for the courts of the Lord My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God
这英文好像没有第一节、啊
oh.
那我们那好没关系第二节我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼吁、
Verse 1 How lovely is your tabernacle O Lord of hosts
第三节万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝如此、
Verse 3 Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young Even your altars O Lord of hosts My King and my God
第四节如此住在你殿中的便为有福他们仍要赞美你
Verse 4Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you.
第五节，靠你有力量，心中想往西安大道的，这人变为有福。
Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地。并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
他们行走力上加力，个人到西安朝见神。
They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
耶和华万军之神啊求你听我的祷告雅各的神啊求你留心听
O Lord, God of hosts hear my prayer give ear, O God of Jacob
神啊你是我们的盾牌求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面
O God, behold our shieldAnd look upon the face of your anointed.
在你的愿语住一日， 甚是在别处住千日，宁可在我殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。
For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠和荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
万军之耶和华，依靠你的人变为有福。
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
我要从八至四篇，因为我们这次有四堂聚会啊。
From Psalm 84, we have four messages this time.
我有四个重点和弟兄姊妹们交通。
I have four important points to share with brothers and sisters.
啊，第一个重点呢，第一篇我们讲，我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，第二节。
The first point is from verse 2, that my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord.
第二篇我们要讲到心中向往喜安的大道。
The second day is to
第五节，好像英文没有这个字啊，这中文的翻译是。
Is that whose heart is set on pilgrimage towards Zion?
Okay. 然后第七节。
And verse 7.
啊，第三篇信息，他们行走力上加力。
The third message is they go from strength to strength.
第四篇在十一节。
The verse 11 for the fourth message.
就是他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些。行动正直的人。
No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
就是我们要讲到，在神的家中要做一个行动正直的人。
We will share that in God's house we must be one who walks uprightly.
啊，我想我们请弟兄姊妹再读一处的新约圣经就可以。
Let's read from a passage in the New Testament.
以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
我们从以弗所书第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
我们从十九节读到二十二节
We'll read from verse 19 to verse 22
这一段话呢我也希望弟兄姊妹能牢记
I also wish that brothers and sisters will memorize this passage as well.
如果有人今天问你什么是教会
If today someone asks you, what is the church?
你要怎么样回答弟兄姊妹呢
How would you respond to the brother or sister?
你就告诉他以弗所书二章十九节
And you will tell them Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
中文这里很好这样
Here it says, now therefore.
教会是什么样子啊
What is the church?
教会就是这样。
Now.
我觉得这是全本圣经中对于教会最好的注解。
This is the best explanation of the church in the entire Bible.
如果我们要找一个标准的教会。
If we want to find a standard church.
以弗所书二章十九到二十二节就告诉你一个标准的教会是怎样的教会。
And Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 to 22 tells you the standard church.
所以希望弟兄姊妹把这段话牢记在心。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, may you remember this passage well.
我们把它念一遍。
We'll read this.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上， 有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
我想这段话弟兄姊妹很清楚看见。
But I think you can see very clearly from this passage.
今天的教会应该就是神的居所，神的家。
Today, the church of God must be his house, his dwelling place.
当我们讲到神的家的时候，
When we speak of God's house,
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道这是神旨意中间非常重要的一个心意思想。
We know that in God's eternal purpose, this is a very important thought for Him.
我们熟悉圣经就晓得，
If we're familiar with the Bible, then we'll know.
神的旨意中间有两件重要的事情。
In God's purpose, there are two important matters.
第一个就是家。
The first is a house.
第二个就是国。
The second is a kingdom.
这个是包括神全部的旨意。
This encompasses entire God's will.
并且我们从旧约读到新约很清楚地看见。
Also, when we read from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see clearly.
神要先建立这个家，然后呢，才能够建立这个国。
God will first establish the house, then He will establish the kingdom.
所以很简单看见，没有家就没有国。
Very simply put, without a house, there is no kingdom.
当然没有国，家也没得保护。
Of course, if there's no kingdom, then there's no protection of the house.
所以我们蒙恩得救的人，弟兄姊妹们，我们都是家人。
Therefore, those who have believed the Lord, we are all family members.
神建立这个不仅是神的家，也是我们的家。
Not only did God establish His house, it is also our house.
为什么我这次要选择这个诗篇八十四篇？
Why did I choose Psalm 84?
因为我们感觉到今天在地上很多神的儿女们对神的家的态度非常的冷漠。
Because we notice that a lot of brothers and sisters on this earth right now feel cold towards God's house.
而在旧约有一般人。
But in the Old Testament, there's a people.
他们不仅爱神。
Not only do they love God.
他们对神的家里面有热切的爱。
They also love God's house with a zeal.
所以这一次我希望在这里借着这几堂的聚会。
Therefore, this time,through these several messages,
能和弟兄姊妹们一同来思想神的家。
That we could ponder together and meditate upon the house of God.
我们知道神还没有创造这个世界之前，
We know that before the foundation of this world,
在神的意念中间、思想中间已经有了这个计划。
In God's mind, He already had this plan.
弟兄姊妹们，神极其的渴望在这个宇宙中能够建立一个家。
Brothers and sisters, God really desires to establish this house in the universe.
他愿意在这个家中与他所救赎的人同住。
He desires to, in this house, to cohabitate with the people He saved.
所以神就开始创造了这个世界。
Therefore, God started to create this world.
神也创造了我们这些人类。
God also created mankind.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这是从圣经一开头到末了一贯的思想。
This is a through thread from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible.
所以将来，弟兄姊妹，我们离开这个世界。
Therefore, when we depart from this world,
我们要回家。
We'll return home.
我们就开始真正的实施进入神的家。
Then we will formally enter into God's house.
我们感谢神，他有奇妙的带领。
We thank God that He has this miraculous leader.
因为他要加强这个家的意念在人的身上。
Because He wanted to increase the thought of house in man.
所以他叫我们人在地上呢有家的生活。
Therefore, He has us have family life on this earth.
所以我们每个人都有家的。
Therefore, we are all part of some family.
我们也爱我们的家。
And we love our family.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't this true?
我们每个人都有家的观念。
We all have this concept of the house.
因为神就是要借着我们肉身生活这个家，把家的观念放在我们的里面。
Because God wanted to use our daily living in the house to increase this conception of His house.
可惜人类堕落之后啊，
But regretfully when man fell,
人忘记了神的心意了。
He forgot God's will.
所以呢，我们只知道自己的家。
So we only look at our own house.
所以我们只为了自己的家。
We only toil for our own house.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们就忘记了神的心意。
And brothers and sisters, we forgot God's will.
所以神要提醒我们。
Therefore, God reminds us.
有一天，地上所有的家都要结束。
One day, all the house and family of this earth will pass away.
所以你看见我们人类的历史，那么一代一代的过来。
So when you see history, there's generation after generation.
神建立了无数的家庭。
God established a lot of houses.
但是这些家庭呢，到了一个时候就结束。
But each house, each family ends at some point.
啊，那么神只是为着要把这一个思想、这个观念种在我们的里面。
But the purpose is for God to plant this concept in our minds.
所以将来神的那个家才是我们永远的家。
Therefore, that day, that house, God's house, is our eternal house.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们对于这个家，我们要有丰富的感情。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must have this great sense towards this house.
今天你在地上，你不能光爱你自己地上的家，你忽略了神的家。
Today on earth, you cannot just love your own house and neglect God's house.
你看，你当你读到马拉基书的时候
，When you read the book of Malachi,
你看见以色列人向着神的家非常的冷淡。
You see that the Israelites were very cold towards God's house.
他们只顾自己的房屋。
They only cared about their own.
他们只顾自己的田产。
They cared about their own fields.
弟兄姊妹们，结果他们就失去了很大的祝福。
And they lost on this great blessing.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们蒙恩得救之后，
Today, brothers and sisters, after we believe the Lord,
我们成为神的儿女，
We became children of God.
啊，我们是有家的。
We have a house.
啊，不仅有地上的家，
Not only this earthly family.
其实神也祝福地上的家。
And God does indeed bless the earthly family.
啊，更重要的，我们知道是什么呢？神还有一个永远的家。
But more importantly, we know that God has an eternal house.
我们要知道神为什么建造教会呀？
Why did God establish the church?
神就是让我们在地上体会什么是神的家。
So that we may on this earth experience what is God's house.
所以教会是神的家。
The church is God's house.
当然不是指的那个房屋啊。
Of course, we speak not of the building.
是指的我们这些人。
That we speak of the people.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们教会的生活变得冷淡，变得冷漠的时候，
When we are cold and we grow cold in our church living,
我们等于对神的家呢，我们就觉得不在意了。
That would mean that we do not care about God's house anymore.
这个是伤天上父的心的。
This would grieve the Father's heart.
当然了，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不懂得这个家的宝贵，
Of course, brothers and sisters, if we do not know the preciousness of this house,
我们也领会不了神家中的丰富。
We cannot comprehend the bountifulness of God's house.
所以今天在地上，
Therefore, today on earth,
弟兄姊妹，不仅爱主，
Not only do we love the Lord,
我们要爱主的家，
We also must love His house.
教会这个家是神所最宝贵的。
The church, God's house, is what He treasures most.
当然，我们从圣经里面很清楚看见。
Of course, from the Bible, we see clearly.
神为了建造这个家。
In order to create, establish this house.
神为这个家有图样的，神有自己的设计。
God has a pattern, a design for this house.
在旧约预表的时代。
In the Old Testament time, when it is a type.
那么，神用一个会幕。作为他的家。
And God used a tabernacle to to symbolize his house.
他叫千千万万的以色列百姓在旷野搭帐篷。
He asked many multitude of Israelites to tabernacle in the desert.
神说我也弄个帐篷住在你们中间。
And God said, I will also have a tabernacle and I will dwell amongst men.
那么这个帐篷呢不能随便建。
And we cannot, they cannot build that tabernacle carelessly.
所以因此神就启示了摩西，对吧？
Therefore, God revealed this to Moses.
你建造这个会幕要按照山上的样式。
When you build this tabernacle, it needs to be according to the pattern on the mount.
哦，神对他所要住的地方很讲究啊。
God was very, very precise when he was giving these instructions.
一点一点一点的，不耐其烦的告诉摩西啊。
Very detailed, and with very much care, he.
神把摩西带到山上。
He brought, God brought Moses to the mountain.
啊，神说你也不要睡觉了，我们来好好交通，四十昼夜交通啊。
And God told Moses, "Don't sleep, and we will have good fellowship for 40 days and 40 nights."
所以摩西也不吃也不喝。
Therefore, Moses didn't eat nor drink.
哦，你知道弟兄姊妹，神对他这个家的爱呀，那个宝贵呀，你难以想象。
So you can see this, how much he treasures this house.
所以神再三的跟他讲说，每一样事物都要照着我定规的样式。
Therefore, God repeatedly told him every single matter must be according to this pattern I have revealed.
感谢神。
We thank God.
摩西非常的忠心。
Moses was very faithful.
所以到了山下之后，
after he returned down from
the mountain, 建造这么一个会幕。
He built this tabernacle.
这个会幕呢，大概就跟着我们这个聚会这个地方差不多大小啊。
The size of the tabernacle is akin to the gathering place we have.
看起来没有什么，很就这么简单的一个会幕。
It is not a lot to behold. It's a very simple tabernacle.
啊，开头可能摩西心里会想说，盖个帐幕还不简单吗？神啊，你交给我，帮助帮你盖，盖得好好的。
Perhaps at the beginning, Moses thought to the Lord, it's easy to establish a tabernacle. Just let me do it, and I will do it well.
说不定我盖的比你这个所指示我的盖的好大几倍，好几倍。
If I were to build, perhaps it will be much bigger than the one that you have patterned for me.
但是神说不。
But God said no.
每一样事物都要按照神的定规。
Every single matter must be according to what God has determined.
弟兄姊妹，这个从旧约一直到新约，考验地上所有侍奉主的人。
Brothers and sisters, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, this continues to test those who serve the Lord.
考验各处的聚会。
And to test the gathering in many places.
我们真是按照神的要求来建造的吗？
Are we truly building according to God's requirement?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
就看见人在地上有很多的偏离。
We see that people fall aside on this earth.
神不仅叫他们起来建造这个会幕。
Not only did God ask them to rise up to build this tabernacle.
神还把各样的功用给人。
He also gave many functions.
也就是神把很多的恩赐赐给人。
That is, God gave a lot of gifts to men.
神赐给每一个人的恩赐都是为了建造他的家。
And every single gift that he gave was to build his house.
但是你看见地上人是何等可笑啊。
But it is so laughable on this.
我们拿神的恩赐来建立自己的事业。
We take God's gifts and we establish our own business.
用神给的恩赐来宣扬自己的名声。
We use what God gave us to proclaim our own name.
我们用神给的恩赐来求名求利。
We use God's gifts to get fame and to get privilege.
就完全走样了。
This is far beyond what God wanted.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所有的功用都是为了建造神的家。
All the function is for building God's house.
每个人都有恩赐的。
Everyone has a gift.
我们应当在神的家中尽功用。
We must function accordingly in God's house.
神不仅给我们功用，
Not only did God give us function.
神还赐下律法，对吧？
God also gave the law.
这个律法是什么？
What is this law?
律法就是家规。
Law is a regulation for a household.
神的家是有神的规矩的。
In God's house, there is some regulation.
不是人定的规矩。
It is not man-made.
是神定的规矩。
It is what determined by God.
所以你看教会历史上。
So we see it from church.
很多地上的这个教会的关系变成宗教团体去了。
We see a lot of churches become religious organizations.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看在旧约的时代。
We see brothers and sisters in the Old
Testament. 神用会幕来做了一个预表。
God used the tabernacle as a type.
告诉人，神要建立一个家。
To tell man that he wants to establish a house.
神喜欢跟人一起同住。
And God desires to dwell among men.
啊，经过了好多的年之后，忽然大卫起来了。
After many years, then David rose up.
哎呦，大卫是个摸着神心的人。
Oh, David is a man after God's own heart.
神曾经说过，大卫是个合我心意的人。
The Lord said David is a man after my own heart.
你看他跟得上神的心啊。
He can follow God's heart.
所以呢，他自己住在这个香柏木的王宫里。
When he was in a palace made of cedar.
就想到了约柜还在帐幕里呢。
And he thought the ark is still in the tabernacle.
因此他就起意。为着神建造圣殿。
Therefore, he had this idea of wanting to build a temple for God.
弟兄姊妹，这也是旧约圣经中非常感人的故事啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is a story in the Old Testament time that's very moving.
所以最后，所罗门他们把圣殿建造在锡安山上。
Finally, Solomon was able to build the temple on Mount Zion.
在旧约的时代中。
In the Old Testament time,
弟兄姊妹，神这个家的意念呢，就已经强烈的不得了了。
This concept of God's house is very, very strong.
可惜在地上摸着这个感觉的人并不多啊。
But regretfully, people who touch this feeling on earth very few.
所以凡是能够以神的家为念的，神都纪念。
Therefore, anyone who could be mindful of God's house.God remembers.
我最喜欢就是神对大卫说。
What I like most is what God said to David.
神笑着说，这个天地这么大，你给我造什么样的房屋啊，对不对？
He says, the heaven and earth is so big that you're building a house for me.
但是神悦纳大卫的心。
But God accepted David's heart.
大卫也没有让他自己随便建造，所以神把圣殿的样式就画给他。
And David wasn't going to build carelessly, so God revealed a pattern for him.
虽然那个圣殿呢，比那个会幕要大了很多。
Even though that temple is much bigger than the tabernacle.
里面金碧辉煌的。
And it is a lot of gold inside.
在人看着又高又大，对不对？
And it seems very grand.
但是在神来看，那个实在算不得什么。
But to God, this is nothing.
但神悦纳人的心愿。
But God accepted man's heart.
神宁愿降卑他自己住在圣殿中。
God is willing to lower himself and dwell in the temple.
弟兄姊妹，你领会了吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you comprehend?
这是爱。
This is love.
这是爱。
This is love.
因为爱的缘故。
Because of the sake of love.
神降卑他的自己。
God lowered himself.
他就是愿意跟人在一起。
He's willing to be with men.
我们知道吗？今天我们的天父是多么的爱我们。
Do you know our Heavenly Father loves us so much?
我们有孩子的人就知道。
If you have children, you would know.
我们多喜欢跟孩子在一起。
We like to be with children.
哇，孩子小的时候啊，就是绕着你转，抱着，对吧？多亲热。
And when the children are young, they run around you, and it's still great.
但是孩子慢慢长大了。他们就有他们自己的朋友，自己的事业。
But when the children grow up, they have their own friends, they have their own business.
像我两个儿子，他们现在都有个人的事业，都有自己的孩子。
Like my two sons, they have now their own family, their own children, and their own business.
哎呀，有时候想想，哎呦，我还是好喜欢跟他们在一起啊。
Sometimes when I think of it, I still rather be with them.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？父是多么的爱他的儿女啊！
Do you know, brothers and sisters, how the Father loves His children?
所以神大卫对大卫说：“你既然为我建立家
，So God says you will be built a house for me.
你顾我的家
，You are mindful of my house.
我就顾你的家
，I will be mindful of your house.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
你要记住这句话。
You have to remember this word.
这是蒙福的路。
This is a blessed way.
如果你全心为着神的家，
If you are full-heartedly for God's house,
神就全心保护你的家。
And God will full-heartedly protect your house.
多好啊！
How is it? This is so great. 亲爱的姐妹们，
任何一件事情摸到这个家，都是摸到父亲的心啊。
If on anything you touch the house, then it touches the God's heart.
你知道在旧约时代中啊。
You know, in the Old Testament time.
神第一次把这个家的意念启示出来是给谁吗？
Do you know the first time God revealed this concept of a house, who did he reveal it to?
很奇妙的。
Very interesting.
他是启示给那个雅各。
He revealed this to Jacob.
你们记得雅各的故事吗？在创世纪二十八章那里。
Do you remember the story of Jacob? It is in Genesis chapter 28.
雅各有个哥哥叫以扫，对吧？
Jacob has an older brother named Esau.
这个雅各整天动脑筋，怎么样把他哥哥的福分抢过来。
And Jacob, all day long, he's scheming to try to gain that birthright.
他的哥哥们就是喜欢在外面也喜欢打猎。
And his older brother likes to be in the wild and hunting.
你知道他都注意他哥哥注意了很久啊。
You know, he really paid attention and observed his older brother.
看他什么时候出去。
When he goes out,
什么时候回来
？When he returns,
哎，他就发现哥哥出去的时候精神很好。
And he noticed that when his brother went out, his very strength.
回来的时候累得不得了啊，疲倦得不得了。
But when he returns, he's very tired.
哎，他机会来了。
Ah, there's an opportunity.
所以有一天趁他哥哥去出去打猎。
So one day when his brother went out to hunt,
他就做什么事啊
？What did he do?
All红豆汤
he made lentil soup
lentil soup 这是印度人喝的不过呢 我们中国人把它翻成红豆汤其实它原文就是红汤啊不知道什么烧的就红的汤
it is in the original text is some red soup we don't know what that is it's some red soup
哇他哥哥累得筋疲力尽的回来了
And his brother came back so tired.
哟，闻到那个红汤的香味。
And he smelled the fragrance of that red soup.
啊，你把这个红汤给我一碗吧。
Give me this red soup for me.
雅各说可以啊。
Sure, he said, Jacob.
我们交换一下。
Well, we'll do this exchange.
你要交换什么
？What are you going to exchange?
你把长子的名分给我。
Give me your birthright.
我就把红汤给你。
I'll give you this red soup.
哎呀，这个以扫说累都累死了，管他什么长子名分，好，给你。
Esau said, "I'm so tired. How good is this birthright to me? Give me this red soup."
弟兄姊妹，以扫轻看神的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, Esau belittled God's blessing. Despised God's blessing.
在希伯来书里面特别用这件事情提醒我们。
In Hebrews, this was mentioned in to remind us.
因为我们看见后世很多神的儿女们。
Because we see so many brothers and sisters,
常常因为一点点地上的好处，就把属灵的事情丢了。
For a little bit of earthly gain, they toss away the spiritual.
这是何等的警戒！
This is such a warning.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
等到后来哥哥后悔的时候，
when his brother regretted,
圣经告诉他是无从后悔。
The Bible says that he cannot.
因为他爸爸已经把长子的名分的祝福全部给他了。
Because his father already gave away this birthright.
结果给雅各带来难处了。
And this caused difficulty for Jacob.
他的哥哥想杀他。
His brother wanted to kill him.
所以他的妈妈就帮助他赶快跑吧。
So his mother helped him to flee.
跑到我娘家去好了。
To flee to the mother's home.
你知道雅各是个最爱家的人。
You know, Jacob is someone who loves the house.
哎呀，他在他妈妈面前，他真的是快乐无比的。
He is so happy when he is before his
mother. 从来没有离开过家。
He never left home.
结果呢，就开始在旷野里面行走。
He started to walk in the wilderness.
到了巴旦亚兰的旷野。
Into the desert of Paddan Aram.
哇，晚上睡觉，连个枕头都没有。
And he was sleeping, and there's no pillow.
就弄了一块石头。
So he placed a rock.
躺在石头上面。
And he slept on that pillar.
我听说有一个弟兄啊，那么到以色列地区还请个向导去找那块石头。
I heard a brother went to Israel and looked for a guy to look for that rock.
雅各整的整块了，那你怎么找？到处都是石头。
There's rocks all over the place. How do you identify which one.
所以你知道雅各那个头枕在那个石头上，心里多难过啊！
So you imagine when Jacob was lying on that pillar, how sad he was.
心里面想家。
He was longing for a house.
所以躺在那里，我想他流泪。
I think when he was lying there, he was.
我怎么会跑到这个旷野里面来了
？Why would I be in this wilderness now?
在那里正在思想家的时候。
When he was thinking of house.
忽然天上出现异象。
Suddenly there is this vision in heaven.
看见一个梯子通天。
He saw this ladder towards heaven.
看见神的使者上去下去下来上去这上面。
And he sees angels going down and up.
并且神在那个顶上。
And God is at the top.
第二天他就醒来了。
And he woke up the second
day. 哎呦，心里面敬畏。
And he was.
他说这是何等的可畏呀！
This is such an awesome.
神在这里，我竟然不知道。
God is here, and I did not know it.
他说这不是别的。
This is nothing
else. 你看，明明是一个梯子，但是对他里面一个不同的领悟。
That even though this is a ladder, but he comprehended this differently.
他说这是天的门，是什么？神的家。
He says, this is the gate of heaven. This is the house of God.
这说明一件什么事情呢？
What does this speak of?
天上的父亲念念不忘他的家。
The Father in heaven keeps longing for this house.
在地上有一个人在流荡。
There's someone who's wandering on this earth.
也念念不忘他的家。
And he is also longing for this house.
弟兄姊妹们，这两颗心呢，就合在一起了。
And these two hearts connected.
知道吧？只有一个想家的人，神才能把这个家的意念启示给他。
Only for someone who longs for this house that God can reveal this concept of the house to him.
弟兄姊妹，旧约中啊，记载这些故事很感动人呐。
Brothers and sisters, these stories in the Old Testament they're very moving.
因此，神拣选雅各。
Therefore, God chose Jacob.
后来，借着雅各建立以色列家。
And through Jacob, he established the house of Israel.
神本来是想说呢，在地上呢，除了那个会旷野的那个会幕之外呢，神现在在地上还要建立一个家。
God thought besides this tabernacle, he would also establish this house.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
啊，神就把这个意念呢，放在了雅各的里面。
God placed this thought in Jacob.
所以以后呢，才有所谓的建造会幕、建造圣殿的事情出现。
Then there is this matter of establishing the building the tabernacle and building the temple.
但是当我们读旧约历史的时候啊
，But when we read history in the Old Testament,
我们觉得真的是叫人很叹息。
We feel that there is this great sigh.
因为以色列人。他们一再的让神失望。
Because the people, the children of Israel continue to cause disappoint God.
对，很多的时候呢，你读那个圣经都是以色列百姓因为不够爱神爱神的家，把神赶出去了。
When we read the Bible, we see that because the children of Israel did not love God enough that they push God out.
因为你破坏了神家的律。
Because they were against the law of God's house.
结果迫使神离开了。
They forced God to leave.
我们知道呢，从约书亚以后的四世纪那个大荒凉的几百年间呢。
We know after Joshua, during the age of the judges, there's desolation for so many years.
神曾经没有办法离开家了。
And God had to leave the house.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
只等到撒母耳被主兴起
until Samuel was raised up by God.
圣经记载着非常叫人心里面感动的话
And there's this very moving words that's recorded.
撒母耳服侍以色列百姓二十年
Samuel served the people.
侍奉神的二十年
served God for 20 years.
二十年后
After 20 years,
以色列全家归向耶和华。
The entire house of Israel turned towards.
那是什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
终于，父亲回家了。
The father finally returned home.
在撒母耳的年间，神回来了。
During the time of Samuel, God returned.
但是呢，我们知道经过后来的，大卫建造了圣殿，神的心喜悦。
We know that later on, when David built the temple, God's heart was satisfied.
但是以后的列王的光景是很糟糕。
But then, when it goes to the first and second kings, the situation is very bad.
当你读到以西结书的时候。
When we read of the book of Ezekiel,
你看见以色列百姓他们的作恶，他们的悖逆，必使神离开家。
There, the evil things that the people of Israel were doing forced God to leave again.
你如果读这个以西结书第九章、第十章那几章圣经
，If you read the book of Ezekiel chapter 9 or chapter 10,
记载的那个基路伯怎样那个神的荣耀怎样离开圣殿。
And it records how the glory of God left the tabernacle.
哎呀，有一个弟兄描述的很好啊。
A brother described this very well.
神被逼得没办法，一步一回头，用这样的形容。
God is forced to walk away without even looking back.
本来那个荣耀是在基路伯中间的，是吧？
Originally, this glory is in between the cherubim.
那个荣耀就到了门槛。
And the glory went to the gate.
那个 threshold.
The threshold.
弟兄姊妹们在那里又停留一下。
And then it lingered there for a moment.
然后停留一下，然后又到外院。
Then after that lingering for a while, then went to the outer court.
又停留一下。
Then it lingered once more.
然后最后停在以东的橄榄山上。
And finally, went and stayed at the top of Mount Olive.
神就，神没有回到天上，就在山顶上。
God didn't return to heaven. He was there at the top of the mountain.
这说明呢，没有父亲愿意弃绝儿女，是儿女弃绝父亲。
This shows that there's no father who wants to reject, disown his children. It's the children who disown the father.
所以以色列人在地上，他们一直守不住神的家。
The people of Israel on this earth could not keep God's house.
结果逼到最后，神只好回到天上。马拉基以后出现四百年黑暗的时期。
Therefore, they drove God back to the heaven, and after the Malachi's time, there's 400 years of darkness.
神知道在地上他没有家了。
God knows that there's no house on this earth.
所以当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候
，so that when the Lord Jesus was Word became flesh to come to this earth.
路加福音记载的那个故事说嘛，多么的动人呢
！And it is so moving the story that was recorded in the Gospel according to.
当耶稣的肉身的父母带着他到耶路撒冷去过节。
When the earthly parents of Jesus brought Jesus to Jerusalem for the feast.
那个时候主耶稣是十二岁。
And at that time, the Lord Jesus is 12 years old.
后来他们回去要回去。
Later on, when they were about to return,
走了一天的路程。
They were a day's journey.
他是爸爸妈妈才发现，哎呦，耶稣不见了。
And his earthly parents noticed, oh,
他找到处找找不到
，they cannot find him.
所以他们又回到耶路撒冷
，so they returned to Jerusalem.
他们两个就想，这个耶稣啊，到底跑哪里去了
？And they're thinking, where did Jesus go?
他们可能找到很多小孩子喜欢玩的地方去找，对吧
？Perhaps they go to a lot of playgrounds that kids are playing in.
结果找了半天也找不到
，but Jesus was not there.
找了三天呢。
They looked for 3 days.
就发现在哪里
？Where did they find him?
原来坐在圣殿里面。
He was sitting in the temple.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我每次读到那里，我的心里面真的是这个受感动啊，发酸。
Every time when I was reading this, I was so moved in my heart.
虽然那个时候犹太人他们的光景已经堕落，已经变成犹太教了。
Even though during that time the condition of the Jews had fallen to a point where it became Judaism.
圣殿本来应该是神的家，对不对
？The temple should be God's house.
虽然现在没落了
，even though there is now desolation.
但是十二岁的耶稣
，but the 12-year-old Jesus,
神的儿子
，God's son,
一进到那个殿里面
，when he entered into that temple,
哎呀，他整个里面的爱慕，他就没有办法。
Then that love. is manifest.
所以他就坐在那些律法师中间，一面听一面问。
So he was sitting amongst the scholars and he was listening and asking.
这说明什么？
What does this speak of?
主恋慕神的家。
And he longs for God's house.
一回到这个破落的家，他也不愿意走。
When he returned to this house in desolation, he was unwilling to leave.
所以当玛利亚跟约瑟来找到他的时候，
So when Mary and Joseph came to find him,
他说什么？
What did he say?
我们中文没有翻出来，岂不知我应当住在我父的家中吗？
Do you not know I ought to dwell in my father's house?
你们为什么来找我呢？我应该住在父的家中。
Why did you come look for me? I ought to dwell in my father's house.
虽然这是一个破落的家，
Even though this is a house in desolation.
所以你弟兄姊妹，你知道神的心中啊，为这个家这个意念是多么的重啊。
So you see how strong this desire for God's house is in God's heart.
但是那个时候我们知道犹太教拒绝主耶稣。
But we know that during that time, Judaism rejected the Lord Jesus.
神的儿子道成肉身来到地上，变成无家可归。
God's Son, Word became flesh, come to this earth that is without a home.
他有时对个律法师说，
He told a scholar,
狐狸有洞，
The fox has hole,
天上的飞鸟有窝，
And the bird and the air have nests.
人子却没有枕头的地方。
But the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head.
我个人感觉这全本圣经中最心酸的一句话。
I feel that this is a phrase in the entire Bible that is the most sad.
神的儿子到地上来无家可归。
God's Son came to this earth and he doesn't have a
house. 所以他只能在耶路撒冷做工。
So he can only do some work in Jerusalem.
每天晚上走六里路到伯大尼去。
And every night he walks 6 miles to Bethany.
因为那里有一个家接待他。
Because there is a house that accepts him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的神创造万有，创造人类。
Our God created all the universe.
他有荣耀的心意要把他的家建造在人的身上。
He has a glorious purpose to establish this house with men.
但是人一再的叫他失望。
But man continued to disappoint him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以只有神的儿子自己到地上来。
Only God's own son came to this earth.
弟兄姊妹们，你记得主耶稣曾经去受施洗约翰的洗，对吧？
Brothers and sisters, you remember that Jesus was baptized with the baptism of John the Baptist.
所以当他从水里上来的时候，
When he came up from the water,
圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上，
And the Holy Spirit like a dove descended on him.
那一句话说明什么？说明一件意思，圣灵在主耶稣基督的肉身上安家。
What does this
原文意思是这个。
What does this mean in the original text?It means that the Holy Spirit found a home and dwelled in the flesh of the Lord Jesus.
所以这说明什么呢？说明神的心意在创世纪第一章开始啊。
What does this mean? So from Genesis chapter 1,
神的灵就开始运行在水面上，对吧？
God's Spirit is working, hovering over the earth.
但是圣灵，就神的灵一直找不到落脚之处。
But the God's Spirit cannot find a place to land.
那么这样运行了几千年呢？
So after hovering for thousands of years,
终有一天神的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
Finally, one day, the Son of God, Word became flesh and came to this earth.
圣灵可以安家，找到家了。
Then now the Spirit can find a place to dwell.
所以我们主耶稣到地上来，弟兄姊妹们，他舍命流血。
Therefore, our brother, the Lord came to this world and shed his blood.
要成全神的心意。
To give up his life in order to fulfill God's purpose.
使他重新把神的家恢复起来。
To recover God's house.
所以在新约时代中，
Therefore, in the New Testament time,
主拣选教会。
God chose a church.
要教会成为神的家。
so that the church may become the house of God.
请弟兄姊妹记得,
brothers and sisters must remember,
教会绝不是一个宗教团体。
The church is not a religious organization, but it is God's house.
我们在这里一同聚集做什么呢?
Why are we gathering together?
就是为了建立神的家。
It is to establish God's house.
你知道今天地上基督徒的团体成千上万个，对不对？
You know that there are so many different Christian organizations on this earth.
但是很多地方人就是让主耶稣没有办法找到家。
But many places cause the Lord Jesus to not be able to find a home.
所以愿我们有个心愿。
Therefore, may we have this desire.
我们在这里一同的聚集，成为神的家。
That we are gathering here together to become God's house.
让主在地上找到安息的所在。
That the Lord on this earth can find a place to call home.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
要爱神，爱神的家。
Love God and also love His house.
这实在是今天呢，主在地上最大的一个心愿。
This is the desire God has on earth that is the greatest.
哪里有家？
Where there's a house,
哪里叫主的安息？
Where the Lord can find rest,
主的心意就能得到满足。
Then his heart could be satisfied.
那个地方就会满了神的祝福。
And that place will be full of God's blessing.
所以对神的家千万不能冷淡。
Therefore we cannot grow cold regarding God's house.
不能冷漠。
We cannot grow cold.
我从年轻的时候侍奉主。
When I was young, I started serving the Lord.
我知道主对我们有一个寄望。
I know that the Lord has this hope for us.
就是我们能在地上也能为他建造他所要的家。
That is, while we are on this earth, we can establish the house that he
wants. 我一直不能忘记这件事情。
I cannot forget this matter.
1975年我们到温哥华去。
In 1975, we went to Vancouver.
那个时候呢，我们开始在那里一个聚会起来。
And we started a gathering there.
人很少。
There's very few people there.
那个时候我很年轻，刚刚三十岁出头。
I was very young in the early 30s.
什么经验也没有。
I do not have a lot of experience.
那么和一个同工姊妹，我们就在那里开始聚会。
With another co-worker, a sister, we started gathering there.
但是我记得一件事情。
But then I remember one thing.
我说神的家最大的记号是什么？
The greatest mark of God's house, what is that?
就是安息。
That is rest.
我说我们不要慌张，我们就安息。
I say, let us not be nervous, let us have rest.
祷告仰望。
We pray and we look.
后来又来了一位同工姊妹。
Then another sister, a co-worker came.
他说我们应当像 missionary 啊，到马路上去发单张去拉人啊。
We should be like missionaries and go on the street corners and hand out gospel tracts.
我说不不不，我们在这里好好祷告。
I said, no, we will be here praying.
里面有安息。
We have rest within.
所以他们就写信告状了，那去写给年长弟兄。
So then they wrote this letter to tattletale to older brothers.
所以呢，那个年长弟兄们就在那讲，哎呀，这个孙弟兄没出息。
And so the elder brother said, 哎呀 brother son is no good.
对，他说这个安息不是休息，你们跑那去休息就。
So to have rest doesn't mean you just stop everything and you're just there relaxing.
但后来我查圣经啊。
But then when I look at the Bible,
安息就是休息。
To rest is to physically have rest.
我常常想，今天地上啊，我们已经很不安息了，对不对？
These days we have a lot of unrest.
你去上班，在这世界上就不安息。
We have work and we have a lot of unrest.
那么回到家，有的家里面也不安息。
And we don't have rest at home.
那么呢？家里不能，有的人来聚会也不安息。
And more than that, coming to a gathering, there's also no rest.
我说我们比世人更可怜。
And we are in a more pitiful state than people of this world.
人家有两个不安息，我们有三个不安息。
They have two places where they do not have rest, and we have three.
所以我就坚持，我们只要有安息。
So therefore, I hold firm as long as we have rest.
他们在世界在家里得不到安息，一到我们中间就安息。
If they don't have rest in the world at home, when they come to us, they'll have rest.
这样你不用去拉人了，他就自然就来了。
And we do not need to pass out gospel tracts.
这是真的。
Not naturally come. This is true.
所以我在那里啊，我就一直强调安息，安息。
So I keep emphasizing rest, rest.
哦，感谢主啊！不到三个月，后来我们聚会就到了六十几个人呢。
Thank the Lord. 3 months later, our gathering has more than 60 people.
后来呢，年长弟兄来看，他也不敢讲话，他不讲话。
And when the elder brother came, he didn't say anything.
你知道，我们刚开始就十来个人。
You know, when we started, there's only about 10 people.
我们租的一个地方很小，一个小房间，就在那里开始聚会。
We rented a small room and we gathered there.
我记得很清楚啊。
I remember very vividly.
我在那里有十个礼拜，我每个礼拜传福音。
For 10 weeks in a row, I was preaching the gospel for 10 weeks.
那么后来呢，我们有认识一对弟兄姊妹，从香港来的。
Now we knew of a brother and sister from Hong Kong.
他认识另外一对比较年长一点的弟兄姊妹。
And I knew an older brother and sister.
他就去请那对弟兄姊妹来聚会。
So they asked that couple to come to gather.
那对弟兄姊妹其实是蛮爱主的。
And that couple loved the Lord.
他们因为呢，在别的地方聚会受伤了。
Because when they were gathering at another place, they were hurt.
所以他们跑到温哥华之后，他们就不聚会。
So when they came to Vancouver, they didn't want to gather.
但主日不聚会嘛，良心也不安。
But they didn't feel right in their conscience.
去哪里呢
？Sunday. So where should we go?
所以就在他们附近的礼拜堂啊，今天去这个礼拜在这个礼拜堂，下礼拜在那个礼拜堂。
So they went in rotation to various gathering places.
心里面非常的不满足。
And they were not satisfied in their hearts.
后来我们这个弟兄去邀请他们。
So then this brother invited them.
他说：“你们的什么聚会啊
？What kind of gathering？
有多少人呐、
啊、？How many people？
他只有十几个。
The ten people。
一听十几个人，根本没兴趣。
Now when they said ten people, lost interest.
呀，那谁在那里带这个聚会啊
？Who's leading this gathering？
他说一个三十几岁的年轻人。
Some young person who's 30 years old.
他更轻看。
And he despised this.
哎呀，我跑了那么多聚会，现在弄这么一个聚会，不去。
We've already visited so many gatherings. Why would we go to this one?
哎，但是我们这对弟兄姊妹啊，这个韧劲很大，就整天就盯他，就要叫他来聚会。
But this brother and the sister, they were very persistent.
弄得他们心里烦了，你知道吗
？So they were quite annoyed.
他说好，我答应你，只去一次啊，只去一次。
So they said.Sure, I will come once.
去一次以后，你再也不可以提了。
After we come once, you should never invite us again.
他说好吧。
They said sure.
所以那天呢，我记得很清楚啊。
I still remember very vividly.
我已经站在台上在讲道。
I was already preaching at the pulpit.
我就看着那一对弟兄姊妹呢，那个偷偷摸摸从后面进来。
I saw that brother and sister came from the back, secretly.
那么人很少啊。
We have very few people.
他们两个就坐下来了。
And they sat down.
我就在照常的讲。
I continued to preach.
哎呀，过一下，我觉得一件事情很特别。
After a while, I noticed something very strange.
我就发觉那个姊妹一直在哭啊。
I noticed that sister kept weeping.
哎呀，她哭的那个眼泪直往下流。
She's weeping so much.
我在上面想说，我也没讲什么感动的故事，他怎么哭成这个样子呢
？And I thought I didn't share anything that's very touching. Why is she so moved?
哎呀，我就觉得很特别。
I thought this is very interesting.
后来我们熟了，认识了。
Later on, we became familiar.
他就告诉我那天的故事。
She told me the story of that day.
他说：“弟兄，你知道吗
？”Brother, do you know?
我们那天完全带这种轻看、藐视的态度去的。
That day we came with the attitude of belittling you.
我们一进门一看，个年轻人站在上面。
When we came in, we saw this young person standing on the pulpit.
哎呀，内心的就觉得说，哎呀，这个非常的轻看。
So we despised this gathering even more.
但是你知道吗
？But do you know?
当我那天进来的时候
，But when I came in,
我在那个椅子上一坐下来
，When the moment I sat down,
这里面一个很强烈的意念从里面出来了。
There's this strong feeling from within.
回家了。
I returned home.
回家了。
Returned home.
就姊妹，他说我回家了。
Brothers and sisters, she said, I returned home.
他说我就忍不住，我的眼泪就一直往下流。
So she said she couldn't hold back her tears.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
聚会也不在乎人多人少。
A gathering does not matter if it's more or fewer people.
要能把家能够把它聚出来。
But what's important is to have the house.
神的心得着满足。
And God's heart could be satisfied.
人的心也能够安息。
And man's heart could also have rest.
所以弟兄姊妹们，教会是神的家。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, the church is God's house.
你我是家人。
We are family members.
所以我们彼此称弟兄姊妹。
That's why we call each other brother and sister.
是吧？我们对任何事情冷淡，你不能对神的家冷淡。
We can grow cold on a lot of things. We cannot grow cold on God's house.
今天在这个时代中。
In this day and age,
我们看见多少神的儿女们呢？对于聚会，对于神的家，那个态度非常的冷漠。
A lot of children of God have grown cold towards gatherings.
他们忘记了教会是他们的是神的家。
They forgot that the church
is the
house of God, and it is also our house.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
在末后的日子就快回来了。
In the end day, the latter days, God, the Lord is.
愿我们在地上能体贴神的心意。
May we be mindful of His heart.
让我们这里的聚会成为主安息的所在。
That we may our gathering place be a place that our Lord can find rest.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是我的前言啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is my preamble.
我们现在开始正式进入诗篇八十四篇。
Let us now formally enter into Psalm 84.
弟兄姊妹们。这篇诗被称作是可拉后裔的诗。
Brothers and sisters, this psalm is a psalm of the sons of Korah.
我把可拉的这个背景，可拉后裔的背景和历史给你们简单的介绍一下。
I will introduce some simple background for the sons of Korah.
如果我们读民数记
，If we Look at numbers.
第三章
Chapter
3. 那里我们晓得可拉原来是什么呢？原来是摩西跟亚伦的堂兄弟。
We know that Korah was a cousin of Moses and Aaron.
他们是利未族的人。
They're of the tribe of Levi.
是歌侠的子孙。
They're the descendants of Kohathites.
所以呢，这个可拉的父亲跟摩西的父亲是兄弟。
So the father of Korah and the father of Moses are brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，当初我们知道神给可这个歌侠族啊的这个托付啊。
And we know that the entrustment to the family of Gershon.
他们是负责看守约柜。
They are to look tend to the ark.
负责看守这个陈设饼的桌子。
And also the showbread and the
灯台。
And the lampstand.
还有两个祭坛。
And also the two altars.
哇，圣所内的还有那些器物和帘子。
And also all the instruments in the holy place.
我们都知道这个是当初会幕里面最重要的一个部分，对吧？
And we know that these are the most important part of the tabernacle.
神给他们这个托付算是很重视他们了，对不对？
When God gave them this entrustment, it means that God really valued them.
但是可拉的心不满足。
But Korah's heart was not satisfied.
这个人的影响力很大。
And he was very influential.
他呢，不仅他自己有强烈的野心，他影响了流变族的大丹、亚比兰他们。
And not only did he have this desire, he also affected from the tribe of Reuben, Dathan.
对，那么，并且呢，他影响了以色列中250个首领。
And he also influenced 250 chiefs.
哇，这个人呢，是有非常影响力的一个人。
This person is very influential.
所以他不服气啊。
He did not feel right.
他说，凭什么让亚伦做祭司。
How come you let Aaron be priest?
为什么我们不能做祭司？
How come we cannot be priest?
所以因此他们就起来向摩西 去抗议。
Therefore, they rebelled against Moses.
他们想抢夺这个职分。
That they wanted to get this entrustment.
但是我们知道，这个职分是神给的。
But we know that this ministry is given by God.
结果呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们后知道他们后来遭遇非常可怕的审判。
And we know that they were judged very severely.
神叫地裂开，把可拉和大但亚比人他们全族的人活活的吞到地下去。
And God caused the earth to open, and Korah and Dathan and all the others were swallowed up.
但是很奇妙的。
But quite miraculous.
在民数记二十六章第十一节。
In Numbers chapter 26, verse 11.
这里说可拉的众子没有死。
Nevertheless, the children of Korah did not die.
所以神让可拉下阴间呢，但是呢，他的儿子们被保留了。
God caused Korah to fall into Hades, but his children were preserved.
结果经过若干年后，
after many years,
他这帮子孙们呢，
his descendants,
他们有个奇妙的表现。
They have a very good expression.
他们非常的爱神。
They truly love God.
特别爱神的家。
They especially love God's house.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
他们的祖先可拉给他们带来羞辱。
Their ancestor Korah brought them shame.
你要知道，在以色列人中间哈
，amongst the people of Israel，
如果你这个祖先呢是羞辱神的，你全家蒙羞的。
If your ancestor brought shame, then your entire house will be shamed.
啊，人看你是看不起的。
And people will belittle your entire house.
这个家族是受咒诅的。
This entire house is cursed.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
可拉的后裔没有埋怨。
The descendants of Korah did not complain.
他们也没有灰心。
And they did not lose heart.
他们也没有丧失他们的意志。
They did not lose their desire.
他们一点的消极的态度都没有。
They do not have any pessimistic view.
他们只有在神面前痛悔。
They only repented before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
他们甘心称自己为什么？可拉的后裔。
They willingly called themselves the sons of Korah.
是的，我们的祖先羞辱神。
Indeed, our ancestor was against God.
但是我们蒙神的怜悯。
But by God's mercy,
主没有除灭我们。
The Lord did not. The Lord
深深的感恩。
We are full of gratitude.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
他们起来爱神，
they rose up to love the Lord.
特别关心神的家，
and especially they minded God's house.
我们没有看见他们做了些什么事。
We didn't see a lot of things that they did.
但是在诗篇中，他们写了十二篇的诗。
But in the book of Psalms, they wrote 12 Psalms.
那么借着这十二篇的诗呢，表明他们爱神，爱神的家。
Through these 12 psalms, it manifests how they love God and love God's house.
他们特别对旧约那个殿有深厚的感情。
They have this strong feeling towards the temple.
在以色列那个最荒凉的年间，
in the most desolate time for Israel,
很多人离弃神。
A lot of people,
很多人已经不再顾神的家。
A lot of people no longer minded for God's house.
但是可拉的后裔们，在他们诗篇里面表现出来强烈的感情。
But the sons of Korah through the Psalms expressed their strong desire for God's house.
哎呀，我真的很喜欢他们的诗。
I truly like their songs.
每次读到他们，你就感觉着读着你会热血沸腾呢。
When you read this, your blood will be turned.
弟兄姊妹，我在这里呢，把这可拉后裔的诗的特色告诉你们几个特色，可以帮助我们更多的这个明白他们的诗。
Brothers and sisters, here I will point out some characteristics of the psalms of the sons of Korah.
第一个点，
first,
他们感情强烈。
Their feeling is very strong.
当你读他们的诗的时候，
when you read their psalms,
哇，感觉是热情洋溢。
Their emotions are very high.
他们那个话是非常的奔放。
Their words are very strong.
又非常直接的。
And very straight.
第二件事情。
Second point.
就是他们的言辞非常的美丽。
That their words are very beautiful.
你读出充满智慧的言语。
When you read, you'll notice a lot of words of wisdom.
并且满了灵感。
And it is filled with the spirit.
这不是什么聪明的头脑写出来的东西。
It is not just out of an intelligent mind.
那是聪明，因为他们里面对神和神的家有一种奇特的感情。
But it is out of that they have this strong desire and feeling for God's house.
是圣灵的感动。
So through the leading of the Holy Spirit.
叫他们用最智慧的言语，最有启示亮光的言语，他的使命。
They wrote with words of wisdom and of revelation.
第三件事情。
The third point.
就是这个他们的诗里面充满启示的亮光，启示明亮。
That their psalms are filled with revelation and it is very well illuminated with revelation.
他们的诗里面这个意义非常深刻。
The meaning behind it is very deep.
光明剔透。
And it is very clear.
第四件事情。
The fourth point.
就他们的充满了负担，负担深沉。
And their burden is very heavy.
哇，他们的话都是满带着负担，非常的沉重。
Their words are heavy with burden.
啊，对着神的百姓满了负担的。
And they are filled with burden towards God's people.
第五件事情。
The fifth point.
就他们心思纯洁。
Their minds and their thought is pure.
看他们很单纯，很专一。
They were very pure and single-hearted.
并且这言辞很严谨，也很细致。
And their words are very careful and very nuanced.
所以呢，这些都是可拉后裔诗的一个特色。
These are some characteristics of the Psalms of the Sons of
Korah. 如果弟兄姊妹你们能抓住这些特色，再去读他的诗，你感觉是不一样。
If you can lay hold of these characteristics, then when you read, you will sense something different.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
可拉后裔的诗里面八十四篇是非常非常精致的一篇精品。
The Psalm 84 is one of the best in the Psalms of the Sons of Korah.
哎呀，这篇诗实在写得太好了。
This psalm is written so well.
他一开头说：“万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱呀！”
It starts, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts."
很少人用这样的话。
Few use these.
古书之中，耶和华，你的居所何等荣耀啊！
Perhaps you will say, "How glorious is your tabernacle?"
何等伟大！
How majestic is your tabernacle?
很少人用可爱这两个字。
People don't usually say lovely.
啊。为什么用可爱这两个字
？Why they use the word lovely？
因为我们人都喜欢可爱的东西，对吧
？Because we like lovely things。
你可爱，你才会去爱它。
If something is lovely, then you will love it。
为什么那些幼小的婴孩可爱啊
？How come babies are very lovely？
神把他们创造的很可爱。
God created them to be lovely。
每个人看见都想去抱一抱，对不对
？So that others will want to carry them。
如果不可爱，你就不会去那么爱了。
If they're not so cute, then you might not love them so much.
所以今天如果看神的家不可爱，你就不想聚会了，对不对
？So if you see God's house is not lovely, then perhaps you don't.
如果是可爱，哇，那你是巴不得赶快去，对不对
？But if it is lovely, then you want to go immediately.
哎，我记得我们年轻的时候就是这样。
I remember when we were young, it's like this.
我们礼拜六有青年聚会。
Saturday we have youth meeting.
哇，七点半开始。
We start at 7:30.
我在家里面五点钟我就催我妈妈赶快做饭。
At 5 o'clock, I would ask my mom to cook quickly.
我们常常六点半大家就很多弟兄姊妹到了会所。
And at about 6:30, we'll get to the gathering.
我们做什么呢
？What are we doing?
不是，我们把那个祷告垫子怎么就一边摆开
？And we will bring out all the prayer kneeling mat.
就大家一同跪下来祷告。
Everybody will kneel down and pray.
哎呀，那个祷告心里面真是舒畅啊
！And we feel so good as we're praying together.
真是万军之耶和华，你的居所何等可爱呀、啊！
And it would be, how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
啊，愿主开我们的眼睛。
May the Lord open our eyes.
看见神家的可爱。
That we see how lovely is his house.
它会吸引我们的心。
And that would draw our hearts.
啊，愿意聚会，渴慕聚会。
To be willing to gather, and to want to gather.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天这个时代。
During this day and age,
我们特别需要主用爱吸引我们。
We especially need the Lord to use His love to draw us.
所以，他在这说你的居所何等可爱。
So here he says, "How lovely is your tabernacle?"
可爱，不仅你爱护它，你会保护它，对不对
？For something that's lovely, not only do you love it, you also protect it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们处在一个非常荒凉的时代
Today we live during a time of desolation.
神的家在地上已经非常的荒凉
And God's house on earth is already in desolation.
愿我们主让我们像可拉的后裔一样
May we be like the sons of Korah.
起来爱神的家
To rise up to love God's house.
他说我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语
He says, they say, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord.
你知道可拉的后裔虽然是利未的后代
You know, the sons of Korah, even though they're the sons of Levi,
他们那个时候是不能进圣殿的
but they cannot enter into the
holy place. 只有祭司可以进去的
because only the priest can go into the
holy place. 他们只能在院子内院外院做事情的
they can only work in the inner and the outer court.
哎呀他们说神啊只要我们能进你的院宇就可以了
And they said, God, as long as we can enter into the court,
我羡慕可想耶和华的院宇
My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord.
其实这个耶和华的院宇今天来讲就是聚会生活
And regarding this court, in our today's language, it is to gather and have meeting together.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
愿我们爱慕和弟兄姊妹们一同敬拜主。
May we long to worship God with brothers and sisters.
他们不能进入圣殿，但是能到院宇就满足了。你看看。
They couldn't enter into the holy place, but if they can enter into the courts, they are satisfied.
他说：“我们的心肠、肉体都向神呼吁啊，永生神呼吁。”
They say that my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
弟兄姊妹，他们从心灵的深处真诚的呼喊。
From the depth of their spirit, they truly cry out.
他们如同大卫一样。
They're like David.
人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去，我就心里欢喜。
As when people ask us to go towards his temple, then our hearts rejoice.
我们真的有相当一段年日啊。
We have some years.
一想到聚会就快乐。
And when we think of gathering, then we are rejoicing.
哇，心中啊，巴不得那个周末快到。
And we desire that the weekend comes quickly.
能和弟兄姊妹一同相聚。
Because we can gather with brothers and sisters.
我那个时候学校同学常常问我啊。
My classmates often ask.
他说你这个人很奇怪啊。
You're so weird.
人家看电影你也不去。
You invite you to.
逛马路你也没兴趣
you wouldn't go, and
大家就别的活动你也没兴趣打球你也没兴趣
you don't want to go to activities, sports.
你跑到教会里面有什么兴趣啊
what is your interest in going to the
church? 他说你在那做什么
what are you doing there?
我说没什么我们就唱诗祷告
I said not much, we just pray and we sing
哎呦他说这个有什么兴趣啊
what does that interest
但是对于我来讲
but for me
哎呦那最大的快乐
That is the greatest joy.
弟兄姊妹唱起诗歌来，今天弟兄姊妹唱起诗歌来，哇，心中多快乐
！We sing hymns together, so joyful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这些年逐渐的看见教会中这种气氛，慢慢的就消失了。
As the years go on, we see that this kind of atmosphere diminished.
有一次，我跟年长的江弟兄我们在一起交通。
One time, I was fellowshipping with our elderly brother Kong.
我说我心中啊最担忧的一件事情
I said what worries me the most
我们过去那个家风没有了。
That we no longer have this atmosphere of the house.
这样的说，对，就是这个。
He said, indeed.
他心中也忧虑这个。
He also worried about this.
我们逐渐的慢慢，很多弟兄姊妹变成做礼拜的了。
As time goes on, people start to be a churchgoer.
来聚会没什么感情。
There's not a lot of feeling when we gather.
弟兄姊妹们，不过感谢主，今天主恩待你们。
But I thank the Lord is gracious to you.
我听弟兄姊妹的唱诗祷告，心里很受感动。
When I hear your prayers and your singing, I'm very moved.
不要让这个失去。
Do not lose this.
并且要加强。
And in fact, to increase it.
要把神的家的光景把它活出来。
To live out the reality of God's house.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他后面再讲到一件事情啊。
Later on, they mentioned.
万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房屋，燕子为自己找着报酬之窝。
Even the sparrow has found a home and a swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
他这里开头的话说，我的王，我的神。
Here at the very end, it says, my King and my God.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟神之间要有直接的关系。
Brothers and sisters, we must have a direct relationship.
他这里没有说是我们的王，我们的神，那是我的王，我的神。
Here it does not say, our King and our God. It says, my King and my God.
就像大卫说的，耶和华是我的牧者。
Just like David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
我们跟主有直接这个关系。
We have this direct relationship with the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is very important.
然后他说，在祭坛那里，麻雀、燕子都找到家了。
And they say that even the altars, the sparrow and the swallow found their home.
这个旧约的祭坛就是新约的十字架。
The Old Testament altar is the New Testament cross.
我们晓得今天呢，圣殿的中心是十字架，祭坛。
We know that the center of the temple is the altar.
你知道在以西结书里面
，In the book of Ezekiel,
他看见个异象
，He saw a vision.
看见耶路撒冷
，He saw Jerusalem.
看见圣殿
，And the temple.
是方的，四方的。
It is a square.
所以你画一个对角线，那个中心点的地方就是祭坛。
And if you draw the two diagonals, it intersect at the altar.
这也告诉我们今天呢，教会的生活是以祭坛为中心的。
That tells us that today the church living, the center is the cross.
十字架为中心的。
The center is the altar.
就是我们没有自己。
We do not have ourselves.
我们在这里一同是来敬拜神的。
We come here to worship God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
没有十字架就没有神家的建立。
If there's no cross and there's no establishing of God's house,
没有神的家也没有保护。
And if we don't have God's house and there's no protection,
他这里举了两个飞禽，一个是麻雀，一个是燕子。
Here it speaks of two birds, a sparrow and a swallow.
这个都形容我们的软弱的。
It describes our weakness.
我们知道这个燕麻雀很卑贱的东西啊。
We know that sparrows are very despicable.
在这个马太福音里面讲说呢，一分钱可以买两个麻雀。
And Matthew says that one coin can buy two sparrows.
到路加福音说呢，两分钱呢可以买五个麻雀。
And in Luke, two coins can buy five sparrows.
如果你两分钱呢，还多给你一个。
If you buy two, you get one for free.
那么这个麻雀形容我们实在是很贴切的啊。
This is such a good description of us.
我们知道这个麻雀一弄到就叽叽喳喳，叽叽喳喳，对不对
？The sparrow will go to make a lot of noise.
非常嘈杂的。
Very noisy.
啊，那么这个属灵的含义就是很会埋怨的。
And the spiritual meaning is that we murmur a lot.
也很会说闲话。
And we are busybodies.
啊，哎呀，你看旧约圣经呢、啊，这个摩西把这200多万的以色列百姓带到旷野。
And Moses brought all the people of Israel into the wilderness.
哇，带出来200万只麻雀，你知道吗
？And there's two million sparrows. 2 million sparrows.
所以他们到了旷野里面叽叽喳喳的呢。
So they were murmuring so much.
一路上埋怨神。
They keep murmuring in their.
所以神有次对摩西说啊。
So one time God.
他不是埋怨你，他是埋怨我。
They're not murmuring about you. They're murmuring about me.
他说埋怨我十次我都记得，神都记得。
If they murmur against me 10 times, I remember.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们天性上是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is our nature.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在祭坛那里，麻雀找到房屋。
But at the altar, the sparrow found a home.
在那里得到安息。
There they found peace, rest.
这个燕子呢，找着报雏之窝。
And the swallow found a nest for herself where she may lay her young.
其实原文也就是在那找到个窝了。
In the original text, it says to find a nest.
这是燕子的家，对吧？
It is the house of the nest.
这个燕子什么意思呢？
What does it mean for a swallow?
我们说燕子是候鸟。
Swallows are
seasonal
migratory birds.
Yeah, 它呢就是看天气的。
They look at the weather.
天气好时就来了。
When the weather is nice, they'll come.
天气不好就飞走了。
And when the weather is not good, they fly away.
这说明我们的性格上也是这样。
This describes our character.
好多弟兄姊妹看聚会啊，就看天气的。
A lot of brothers and sisters look at gathering, they look at the weather.
这人心情好，气候好，就聚个会嘛。
If we're feeling well and the weather is good, then we'll go together.
说明我们不稳定了，过两天又跑掉了。
So we're not steady and perhaps we'll run away after.
即使是这样的软弱，
even in this kind of weakness,
他们在祭坛那里找到房屋。
They found a nest at the altar.
神的家容纳我们这些像麻雀、像燕子一样的人。
God's house accepts the people who are like sparrows, like swallows.
我们不仅天性很麻烦。
Even not only are our nature very
troubling. 我们的性格是可变时凡的。
But we also vacillate in our nature.
但是神的家包容我们。
But God's house accepts us.
所以我们这些脆弱的人性。
Therefore, those of us who are weak in our nature.
只有在十字架里得到安稳。
That in the cross we find that steadiness.
克拉的后裔的始终这个描述实在是太好了。
The description by the sons of Korah is so good.
他们深知自己的软弱。
They know their own weaknesses.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要靠着十字架住在神的家中。
By the cross.That we may abide in God's house.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore today, brothers,
我们需要明白十字架的意义。
We need to know the meaning of the cross.
为什么今天地上教会各处很多很多的难处啊？
Why are there so many difficulties with many gatherings?
因为我们不懂得十字架的意义。
Because we do not know the meaning of the cross.
如果透过十字架，
If through the cross,
弟兄姊妹们，神的家就是合一的，就被建立了。
Then the house of God will be united and it will be established.
所以神的家离不开十字架。
Therefore, the house of God cannot depart from the cross.
这也是主耶稣为什么到地上来，他要上十字架。
And this is why the Lord Jesus, when he came to this earth, he needs to go
on the cross. 因为借着十字架的工作，他重新恢复神的旨意在人中间。
Therefore, by the work of the cross, he can once again recover the work of God.
他说，因此一个结尾的话，如此住在你殿中的，便为有福。
That says, blessed are those who dwell in your house.
他们人要赞美你。
They will still be praising you.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
其实呢，聚会生活是一个蒙福的生活。
In actuality, a life of gathering is a life of blessed life.
我们如果把神的家的意义聚出来了，
if we can manifest the meaning of God's house,
哎呀，那是实在是一个有福的光景啊。
This is such a blessed condition.
弟兄姊妹，那教会就充满了赞美。
Then the church will be filled with praises.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
可拉的后裔，
the sons of Korah.
他们在以色列最荒凉的年间，
In the most desolate time of Israel,
他们向神表达了对神家热切的爱。
They displayed this great love towards God's house.
热切的爱慕。
This great longing.
他们认识什么是神的家。
They know what is God's house.
但愿今天，在这个地上，
Today on this earth,
主仍旧对我们说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to us.
开我们的眼睛。
Opening our eyes.
让我们在这里一同起来建立神的家。
So that we may rise up together to build God's house.
为我们的主造作一个安息的所在。
To have our Lord have a place
where he can rest. 所有的弟兄姊妹。
All the brothers,
没有一个是例外的、啊、
There's no exception.
因为我们不是外人
Because we are not outsiders.
啊，我们也不是寄居的
We are not sojourners.
我们乃是家人
But we are family members.
所以让我们爱我们的弟兄姊妹
Therefore let us love our brothers.
爱护聚会
To guard our gathering.
啊，不是把这个感觉只摆在少数人身上
It is not to place the burden on the few.
大家都起来爱护神的家
All should rise up to guard God's house.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样做
Brothers and sisters, if we do this,
我们能够满足神的心
then we can satisfy God's heart.
我们也能够蒙到神更多的祝福
and we can receive more of God's blessing.
啊，我想这在末后的时代，这是神迫切的心愿。
In these end days, this is the strong desire from God.
但愿也成为我们里面迫切的一个意愿。
May this also become an urgent desire in us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们在你的脚前向你俯伏下拜。
Lord, before your feet we bow down.
我们感谢你。把我们从千万人中拯救出来。
We thank you that you saved us out of millions.
你把我们放在一起。
You place us together.
我要建造你自己的家。
In order to establish your house.
求你开我们的眼睛。
May you open our eyes.
让我们能看见你的家是可爱的。
That we may see that your house is lovely.
如同可拉的后裔一样。
Just like the sons of Korah.
在以色列人最荒凉圣殿破灭的日子
And the days when it's most desolate in Israel
他们的心渴望神的家
Their heart desires and longs for God's house
他们仍旧看神的家是可爱的
They continue to see that God's house is lovely
虽然他们觉得自己软弱像麻雀像燕子
Even though they see themselves weak like sparrow and swallow.
但是他们在神的殿中可以找到安息。
But in God's temple, they can find rest.
可以找到居所。
They can find a home.
主啊，今天到了末了的时代。
Lord, we're in the end days.
我们深深地感觉地上光景的荒凉。
We truly feel the desolation of this age.
神的家在到处好像都有困难
And there's a lot of difficulties amongst God's house.
很多的情况好像有破裂的光景
And a lot of things that seem to be divisive.
很多神的儿女们对神的家也逐渐的开始冷淡
And a lot of people of God have grown cold towards God's house.
今天晚上我们求你借着圣灵把你的爱浇灌下来
Tonight, may you through your Holy Spirit pour out your love.
让我们里面的火被点起来。
That our fire within may be reignited.
过去的日子，弟兄姊妹们爱护聚会，爱护神的见证。
In the past, brothers and sisters guard God's house and love your testimony.
叫我们里面今天有更强烈的感情。
So that we might feel even stronger today.
全心为着神的家。
Wholeheartedly for God's house.
主啊，我们要成为一个有福的人。
Lord, we want to be a blessed people.
我们仰望你自己的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
求你不仅让我们外面听见这些道。
Not only do we hear these words outwardly.
求你在我们内心的深处呼召我们。
May you call us from the depths of our hearts.
主啊，愿我们在地上能为你找着安息的所在。
Lord, may we find a place for you to rest on this earth.
好叫你的同在显明在这个地方。
So that your presence will be manifest here.
你的丰盛也显明在这个地方。
That your bountifulness will also be manifest.
主啊，求你成全这个心愿。
May you fulfill this desire.
我们把敬拜归给你。
We worship you.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.